This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There's no moral victories when you're a Power 5 school that you're in the mix and a top 10 team, but you got to give Florida Gators a lot of credit. I mean, they stuck in there, fell behind early, could have folded just like everybody else does to Alabama, but that crowd got behind them and lo and behold, there were, you speak about, we just talked about recruiting coming in. A Florida loss like that will do more than anything. I will tell you that. I mean, wouldn't you want to be part of something like that? Because they're growing. Corey Bender covers the University of Florida year-round. Great guy, hard worker. From Gators territory. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Corey, thanks so much for taking the time. And pretty good goings on in Gainesville this past weekend. It could have gotten ugly, but a lot of character and a lot of talent on the other side of the ball.
Absolutely. How you doing, Larry? No, everything was really good, man. Everything in Gainesville was good. I mean, even from a recruiting standpoint, it was probably the biggest recruiting weekend I've ever covered, too. Well over 100 kids there. I mean, and we have the Rivals 250 rankings. And we had almost 50 kids in just those rankings alone there. But, yeah, when it comes to the game, I think as far as Florida fans, there wasn't too much backlash. I mean, I think anytime you look at a fan base and whenever they lose, I mean, especially on these message boards, you get so much negativity, and I have to delete stuff left and right. But this is one of the games where I think most fans were just proud with the way they came back. And I think with Anthony Richardson not playing, a lot of people were pretty doubtful heading in. And Alabama's one of those schools where, I hate to say it, I mean, across any sport, I mean, you know you're up for uphill battle. I don't know many Florida fans that went in very confident, obviously, and understandably so, but they bought back. They won the majority of the game. If it wasn't for that first quarter, they fell down by 21 points, and that's one of those programs or one of those teams, regardless of any sport, you can't fall that far behind to. But they battled back. They could have folded, and Emory Jones, I know there's been a lot of drama surrounding his name. Is he a starting quarterback? Should it be Anthony Richardson? But right. I thought he played fairly well. He picked it up as the game went on, made some big plays, and Florida fought really hard. The atmosphere was absolutely amazing. So it's a loss on the calendar, but I think a lot of fans are, for the rest of the season, knowing they can compete with anyone and definitely go to the SEC championship game.
No, I agree. That's 100%. I got to put something in for my guy, Naquan Wright. Let me tell you something. All that guy does, he's one of the classiest kids you've ever met in your life. Never says a bad word about anything, his situation, or anything like that. And he came up huge for Florida in that comeback.
No, absolutely. I think you and I, we've been talking about Naquan quite a bit, even dating back to the offseason. I thought he was one of the kids where they have a ton of talent in that running back room. And I actually thought he'd be the starter. As far as against FAU, but regardless of who starts or not, Greg Knox, the running back coach, he really cycles through those guys pretty well. And a lot of the guys get a lot of carries, and it shows how deep it is when you have DeMarcus Bowman, the former five-star. I don't even think he took a snap on Saturday. Naquan, they put him in, and Florida really emphasizes, they kind of give the ball to whoever's doing well, whoever has the ball rolling, they're going to stick with that guy. And Malik Davis had a good game as well, almost just short of 100 yards, but there's a lot of momentum with Naquan Wright through that one quarter. I think it was a third quarter or second where they consistently fed him the ball. He was producing. He had a few catches out of the backfield as well. And I think you said it perfectly, Larry. He's a kid just kind of clocks in, puts his head down, goes to work. Not like a trash talker. He just lets his play speak for itself. And I don't know one person, recruit or fan, that's ever said anything negative about that kid. He's just a great team player. And he played really good on the national stage, and it's good to see him because I know I thought he'd play a lot more through the first 2 weeks, and he did play, but not as much as I thought. So hopefully this is the start of a really good momentum for him going into the in the middle of the SEC season coming up.
And you made a good, and you make a great point, and I hope that Coach Knox kind of plays on that because last year he had a great game against Texas A&M on the road. He caught two balls out of the backfield, one for like 48 yards. He's that type of guy. He could ignite you because he's such a positive guy. Even if his number's not called, what he's going to do is he's going to go and look for somebody to knock out. I mean, because that's how he is. I mean, he's just a gamer. But I saw what I saw the other day from Florida is I saw a defensive pass rush. I saw linebacker play in that second half. Talk about that because that's exciting. I mean, when these guys come to play like that, I mean, you got to remember, this wasn't UT Chattanooga. This was the best team in the country, bar none. So, and everybody was making plays in the second half, and that crowd was crazy.
No, absolutely. And I think, yeah, defensive line, that's been a huge strength all year. Zachary Carter has had an outstanding start to the year. He had three sacks and the first week, I think he had two against USF, and this past week he's bigger than he was last year, but he's also more explosive. He's so focused. He's having a great year. They really had the scheme around him, Alabama's offensive line, because he was having so much pressure. But the one guy who really stepped up was Brenton Cox, and he's a guy that's been on a lot of NFL mock drafts dating back to last year. Former 5-star guy, transferred in from Georgia, but then his play would slip from time to time, especially the first 2 weeks. Chris Bogle was playing much more than him. And I thought, I actually had a conversation on my board, who you prefer, Brenton Cox or Chris Bogle? And everyone was, hey, Chris Bogle. And then Brenton Cox came through this week and arguably had the best game of his college career. He was disruptive, almost had an interception, some pass deflections. I mean, he really played well.
Right.
And showing people why that a lot of people have listed him before the season, at least, as a potential first or second rounder. He really stepped up big. And I think with Florida's linebackers, they always kind of get criticized for open field tackling. And I get there are some times where they will kind of – you could stop the guy for 3 yards, but the guy gets seven because of broken tackle. But as the game went on, you said it perfectly, they really picked up their play, really closing on the ball well. And it's just the whole momentum shifted in that game. If there was 4 to 5 minutes left in that game, I really wonder what would have been the final score. I think Florida was in position to really – take over, and it goes back to special teams, Larry. I mean, I said it early in the game. I said, I wonder if that missed extra point was going to come back and haunt him, and it sure did.
Yeah, it did.
But, I mean, it was Alabama, though. I mean, like you said, this wasn't against a number 10 team overall, number 15. I mean, it showed how good this team really is, and I think overall you have to be confident going into the meat of the schedule. I mean, like you said, it could have been a lot worse.
I agree. Corey Bender joining us, Gators Territory. He just does so many really, really good things year round. A lot of recruiting, but during in season, you got a stretch run now that really is doable before the trip to LSU. You got Tennessee, you got Kentucky and Vandy. So three games before you take, you know, before that LSU game, and then obviously the game against Georgia the day before Halloween. So you have a stretch run now where Florida could get back within the top seven, eight in the country and be poised, like you said, for that Georgia game, which really will be for the Eastern Crown. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, Tennessee is obviously at home this year. They should win that game. I know Milton should be playing this week. He's not 100%. So that should be a win. And then obviously when they play Vandy, that's homecoming. And I know Florida's expecting to have a lot of recruits in attendance. They're obviously confident there. Kentucky, they obviously struggled last week, and obviously they've been up and down to start the year, but that's a night game, and I kind of look at that game. I'm not going to say a trap game, but it's one of those ones, 8 o'clock in Lexington. Florida's going to be highly ranked. You can't come in overly confident, regardless of how their season's going. It's one of those games you got to be like, just erase the record and be like, hey, we played here before. Lexington's a hostile place, especially at nighttime, but Florida, like you said, they're set up for success going into the LSU game, and LSU, I mean, that's a winnable game as well. It's going to be tough on the road. I mean, it's almost like LSU last year. Remember when they played at the end of the year and people were like, hey, this isn't the same LSU team? But I always tell people, look at all the individual talent they have on that team. I don't care what their record is. They have talented players all over the place. And Florida flipped up and they overlooked them. So LSU the last 2 years hasn't lived up to their standards of what they have been. But Florida, obviously, they're in a position to really – I mean, their schedule's favorable this year. So I think as long as Florida, I know Anthony Richardson should be back this week. The doctor said that 100% he should be good to go. And I think you know, Larry, too, covering all these athletes, hamstring injuries are probably the most tricky injury you can go with because it can go south really quickly. And I think I almost agree with Dan Mullen's decision really not to play him because, I mean, even if you lose against Alabama, you're still positioned to go to the SEC championship game if you win out and do well. Why risk that and all of a sudden he's gone for 5 to 6 weeks? So, I mean, I get it. You want him to play at Alabama, but I'm not sure if the outcome would have been different. I really don't. So,
no,
I think overall, I think Florida, I think Florida's in position to do well. They just have to execute and kind of learn from the Alabama game and continue to do what they're doing.
Good stuff. Corey, let everybody, especially going into the Tennessee game, like it's still a rivalry and it's always a big game.
Yeah.
Let them know how you're going to, they can follow you, whether it be on your website or your social media.
Yeah, GatorsTerritory.com. That's obviously where our website is. We put out like 30 stories in the last 3 days, so definitely go over there. Tons of recurring content, trying to be like you, Larry. And then obviously my individual account's Corey, C-O-R-E-Y, _Bender, B-E-N-D-E-R. And I'm tweeting all day long. Sometimes my wife has to pull me off the computer. So if you need Florida content, I'll be here the rest of the night putting out some good stuff.
That's a good thing. Corey, thanks so much. As always, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Hey, thanks so much, Larry. Have a good night.
Good stuff. You too. Corey Bender. Nobody does that better. I'm telling you, Gator fans, this guy is diligent. Like you said, his wife, Annie's got a young child. So obviously that's a whole lot of work. As I said before, this year, once again, AutoNation's stepping up for us, and we're so excited about it. And, you know, there's sure a lot of different drivers out there, the custom paint jobbers, tailgate upgraders, and fans with super loud speakers. And of course, you listening to me right now. Well, you're in luck because AutoNation is here for every driver. They love getting and keeping you on the road. But AutoNation doesn't just sell cars. They service them and they even buy them. Yep, if you're looking for or to sell your vehicle, AutoNation will buy it for top dollar, even if you don't buy one from them. They'll give you a check right on the spot and you can deposit it right away. Start your super easy appraisal right now at AutoNation.com. So no matter who you are or what you drive, AutoNation has a car or truck you want. Hurry to that AutoNation store nearest you. And also our year-round sponsor, and they are a great one. And as I said, we'll be on with them halftime pretty soon on UHealth Sports Medicine. And, you know, the University of Sport, Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, whether elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.